welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the El Pacifico and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Now, David Hall is hanging on the line with us. He's got his nephew tonight. This reminds me of that Honeymooners episode, which I realize I'm, if I don't date myself enough on this show, but there was one where Ed Norton came in with some little kid from the neighborhood.
Is this his nephew, Buddy? Is it Buddy? What's that kid's name?
Let me just double check here.
Get him on hail hole right now.
All right, hold on for a minute. Buddy Nefstead.
Buddy Nefstead. Why do I know that name, and why does it scare me?
The kid's a little tiny kid. Let me get David up here. Our number, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. David G. Hall on the line with us. David, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil. Merry Christmas to you and everybody in your audience. And I got my nephew here, Buddy Nefstead. Buddy is a... He's, I'm telling you, you're going to love this kid. He's a great singer. He plays the drums. He is a, you know, in other words, he does all of what would traditionally be, and I got to be careful here because my brother's listening, it's my brother's son, and my brother gets very Hollywood about all these things. And, you know, I'm the guy that works in Hollywood. My brother, he's a banker, basically a financial advisor, but when it comes to his kid, all of a sudden he's some kind of a management type. How you doing? Come here, buddy. Come here for a minute, son. So my nephew is Buddy. Say hello to Phil Hendry.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
How you doing, Buddy?
I'm good.
What are you going to do tonight, man?
We're going shopping.
We're out shopping right now. But here's the thing. Buddy wants to sing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Wait a minute, David. I was going to sing that later on.
Okay, Margaret, can't you give the kid a break? You've been singing these songs tonight, carving them up left and right, you know.
What does that mean, carving them up left and right? I've been singing under duress. This is a very difficult situation. Where are you anyway?
Where do you think we'd be a few days before Christmas? We're in a mall. Where are we at, buddy?
I'm at a Westburger Mall.
The Westburger Mall. And what are we going to do after we're done shopping?
We're going to go get donuts for breakfast.
We're not getting donuts for death. No, what are we... She's going to hear that. Look, she's going to hear that. She's going to be out of the car in a shot now. Here she comes now. God. Buddy, what did I tell you? I told you to keep your mouth shut. It's okay, honey. It's okay. It's okay. The kid was joking. Phil, can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, I can hold on.
What's your problem?
I'm always having to hold on for people with these... Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
What happened?
Apparently, the kid mentioned Daphne getting donuts. Now she got out of the car. I guess she was in the car.
She was in the car. What? The kid, he's a little tiny kid. He didn't mean anything by it. Dita, do you think... Donut, never mind, buddy. I was going to ask him if he thought you were fat, but he didn't hear me. Just go sit in the car, honey. We'll be out in a minute. Yes, we'll bring... I'm on the air right now. You want me to tell everybody what you... Okay. Yeah, I thought that would calm her down. Just go back and I'll get what you want me to get you. What? I don't know if they have those, the cream-filled ones. Okay, Phil.
Well, that just about telegraphed to the audience what she wants.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. The cream-filled ones, and I'll get you the thing that you want.
It could be cream-filled. It could be shoes. Well, not shoes.
Yeah, donuts.
Oh, would you come on? Kid just opened his yap again, didn't he?
Yeah, we heard it.
Here she comes. She just got out of the car again. No! No! No, honey. Ow! God! She just kicked me in the...
I kicked you in the ball.
Hey, buddy, shut. Here she comes again. God. Well, you did it in front of the kids. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Daphne kicked him in the ball.
You want me to dump that?
Well, if you didn't dump it now, I guess you didn't dump it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Please, buddy, don't say anything.
I'm not saying nothing.
Don't say anything. Oh, man. Direct hit.
What is going on over there?
When the kid opens his yap, she comes out of the car because she heard the other thing. Then she heard the kid say what she did, which was kick me in the you-know-what. She came back and did it again. Oh.
You ought to have people arrested, man. You know what I'm saying? You and me both.
What does that mean, you and me both?
The physical violence that goes on around the two of us is just unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. David's getting kicked in the you-know-what. You're slapping people around left and right.
Well, even you know, Phil, half the time... Mine.
Yeah, a lot of times she misses.
And a lot of times she connects. All right, so, David, you got Buddy there. He's going to sing...
Buddy, do you want to sing All I Want for Christmas, My Two Front Teeth?
Yeah, I want to sing that. Let's do it.
No one's going to tell you that you can't. Get a load of the kid. Well, you are your father's son. I'll tell you that. I love that. I'm going to sing it. Nobody can tell me that I can't. You know, I could tell you that you can't. What? I said I could tell you that you can't. Yes, I could. Because I'm older than you. What? Because I'm older than you. No, buddy, don't do that. Don't do that. People are seeing. The kid's flipping me the bird. Are you loving this? Don't do that, buddy.
You know what, David? Why don't we do this for another time?
No. Come here. You're going to sing it.
Do it.
You're going to sing it. He flipped me the bird. Don't you love that? What do I tell Daddy? I'm going to tell Daddy.
Daddy doesn't care. Daddy told me to do it.
I don't believe that your daddy taught you how to do it. What a dirty little... All right, let's do this, buddy. Can you hear the music? Put on the headphones. These are the headphones that Mr. Henry uses.
And the one that he uses?
No, these aren't the actual ones that he uses.
Good, because I don't want to get any earwax.
You won't get any earwax from Mr. Henry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the kids. All right, here we go, Phil. This is... Wait a second. This is the song, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, as sung now by my nephew, Buddy Nefsted. The son of Dwayne Nefsted, my brother. Here it is. All I Want for Christmas, you got the lyrics?
All I want is my kiss, my two front teeth. My two front teeth, oh, my two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And I could wish a Merry Christmas. It seemed so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a sofa. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. Well, only once for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth?
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Then I could wish you Merry Christmas. All I want for Christmas is my
two front teeth. I'm sorry, Phil. We've got a technical problem. I don't seem to be able to...
Okay, what was that about?
Did you hear that? That's an adult man.
Did you hear that, bud?
Yeah, it sounded very suspicious.
Suspicious? We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Do we still have them all? Is he on the line?
No. David, no. He dropped the phone and ran.
He dropped the phone. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow. You've got to bring that key down, Phil. I'm going to sound like an ass once we're on the air.
We are on the air.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Okay, bud, that's great. So we just embarrassed the living hell out of her. On top of everything else, that Buddy Nefsted, who was that anyway?
Got David's on the phone. He wants to explain.
You got David on the phone?
Yeah.
This ought to be good, man. I'm going to find out what's going on with him. David G. Hall with us. Okay, what happened, man?
That was my brother. That was my brother and I. We pulled a gag. I apologize. That Buddy was not well, and was at home with a cold, and I said, I got this shot, I got to do it in a Henry show. He said, well, I do an impression of my son. I said, let's do it. And I thought we'd get away with it, but his voice cracked.
Yeah, his voice cracked all right. All I want for it. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, see, he said he could tell.
Hey, Phil, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Is this, this is Daryl, right?
Yeah, Daryl Nipstead.
Hey, why do you have a different last name from your brother?
My brother took a stage name.
It's my stage name.
Your stage name?
Yeah. Oh, well, excuse me. Are you the only guy in the entertainment world? Well, I know you didn't take a stage name, but a lot of people do take stage names.
I just didn't know that the behind-the-scenes executives did.
Yes, we do. Some of us do, because maybe I was on the air at one time. Did you ever think about that? Oh, yeah. I did news. Do you remember?
Yes, you did. You're right. You're right. So your family name is Nipstead.
Maybe. Maybe Buddy, Daryl and Buddy, maybe Buddy took the name Nipstead, and Daryl and his wife, what's your wife's name? My sister-in-law? Oh, Carolyn, maybe they took the name Nipstead after Buddy applied for a stage name, which I doubt that he did because he's only three. But you see, there's all kinds of things in this world, Phil, that are possible every time.
Okay, so that's great.
Why are you hanging up on him?
Because he's babbling, that's why. Why did I hang up on him? Why do you ask me that question? I hung up on him because he's... Daryl took the name Nipstead, but who knows, maybe it was Buddy that took the name Nipstead, his three-year-old son, and Daryl and his wife just followed along. As Margaret comes... Margaret, come on in here, would you please?
I have never in my life felt as if I'd been just passed around a campfire by one percenters.
I apologize, okay? But I don't think it was that much of a violation.
Really? I feel as if the Sons of Anarchy had their paws...
I apologize, but you wanted to do that song.
Do you think I wanted to do that? I told you all night long I wanted to do All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth because I find it charming, I find it effervescent. There is a level of effervescence to it that I love. And you knew that I wanted to do that song. You knew I was planning on doing that song. And you still turned me... You turned me into your field slut.
I don't believe...
Yes, you did, Phil. Turn my sister into a field slut? My brother were here.
I did not do that to you. I think that's a terrible thing to say. What we did do is bring on a little three-year-old boy. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, did you bring on a little three-year-old boy?
I mean, okay.
Yeah, he chump changed you, man. Woo! Phil, I've never seen you chump quite like that. But that kid, or whatever it was, that was the adult, right?
Yeah, that was David's brother.
David's brother. The two of them got together and chump you.
They didn't do it on purpose. They said the kid was sick.
And you believe that?
I don't know. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what?
Do you want the song?
What song?
Do All I Want for Christmas is the Teeth.
All I Want for Christmas is the Teeth. Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for everything that's happened. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. My two front teeth. Gee, I want for Christmas those two front teeth so I can wish you a Merry Christmas. Been so long since I had them teeth. I'd love to have them in my mouth. What?
What's
wrong?
What, bud?
I'm sorry, but Mr. Hall told me to throw the red flag on anything.
What are you throwing a red flag on?
She said it's been a while since I had it in my mouth.
I did not. This is what I'm talking about, Phil.
Let me handle it, will you?
No, but this is what I'm talking about.
Let me handle it.
Phil, may I say something? I think they're overreacting.
Yeah, let me handle it. Guys, that is the song, okay? And she didn't sing that. She said, it's been so long since I've had them in my mouth.
Yes, we heard that, and that can be interpreted... It can be interpreted in a bad way.
Okay, well, I didn't hear that part, and the Bud's making a good point.
Are you two...
Margaret, just stay out of it.
You guys are really asking for it.
Stay out of it. Robert?
What I heard was, it's been so long since I had all of them in my mouth.
No, that's not what she said. That's no.
She just was talking about Sons of Anarchy, wasn't she?
Then she said, wow, it's been so long since I had him in my mouth. I mean, give me a break.
Well, it's a good point.
You know, General, you're senile.
Margaret, Phil told you to stay out of it.
You're senile. You're a senile old...
Just... That's not what she's saying. That's you guys hearing things. You guys are nuts. You butchered up the song. We're spending all this time talking about it. Everybody out there now is thinking something that they shouldn't have been thinking in the first place on account of... Now, what's wrong with you, bud?
I said, do it.
Now, see, you made him cry.
I didn't make you cry.
Well, it was Mr. Hoff that he do. You're just doing it.
I got the buddy Nefsted, who turns out to be his dad, and I got you bawling. Man, it's a few days before Christmas. Come on, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Were you really crying or not?
Yeah, I was, but now I feel better.
Now he feels better. Do you see the idiots you're dealing with? Do you see the mental midget? The mental midget.
Margaret, take it easy. You sound like you're raving in a cell someplace.
The mental midget.
Margaret, please. I think the only thing to do is to do the song again. I'd be more than happy to fill in for Margaret as she calms down.
The mental midget.
Yeah, I think you better. Margaret, be quiet. Somebody get her into the... Put an ice pack on her head, okay?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Mental midget.
Wow. You want to do this, General?
I'd be more than... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm General Galen. I don't have the greatest voice in the world, but I can certainly sing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, because it's a wonderful song, and it's been... Well, I guess I'm babbling. All I want for Christmas is the two front teeth. The two front teeth. Yeah, the two front. Can I add a little something to it? Where's Phil? Can I add something to it, Phil?
Yes, sir. What do you want to add to it?
No, I just want to add a little bit of the soul. And...
Sure, yeah.
Right. Start it all over again, will you please? Start it all over again.
Bud! Oh, sorry.
I just want to add a little bit of the kick, you know, what we used to call kind of a swing kick or a kick swing.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Mental midget.
All I want for Christmas is the two front teeth. Yeah, the two front teeth. That's what I mean right there.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. All I want for Christmas is the two front teeth. Then I can wish you Merry Christmas. Yeah, it seems so long since I had the teeth sitting there in my gums. Oh, sure, I took a baseball bat to the face one night when I was very young. All I want for Christmas is the two front teeth, the two front teeth. The two front teeth, all I want, and the two front teeth. Who's to say I can't have them? It was a while since the two front teeth were in my mouth where they're supposed to be. Then one day I was hitchhiking down the road. I stuck my face out into the street. Along came a Peterbilt semi, all 12 gears, calling... I don't know the words, I'm just making this up.
General, are you done yet?
I'm just making up the words.
I'm making up words about getting hit by a Peterbilt.
And then the Peterbilt knocked my face into...
What are you doing, man?
I don't know the words to this. I thought you'd be done.
I'm taking care of Margaret over here with an ice pack, and you're singing what?
You're singing about a Peterbilt hit him in the face.
A Peterbilt hit you in the face?
Yes, a Peterbilt hit me in the face. Is there something wrong with that? I got a baseball bat to the face that didn't knock my teeth out. I got a baseball bat to the face that did absolutely nothing. The bat broke across my face, and I took what was left of the bat and knocked the teeth out of the other guy. So if you want me to sing a song about that, I can do that. But I don't know anything about my teeth not being there.
I'm not asking you to... We're on the air. Okay, that was great. That was fantastic, General. Thank you very much.
No, you don't think it was fantastic. You're reading me the riot act.
Well, you're... So, Margaret, are you better?
Mental midget.
No, she's not better. Well, you see, Phil, the pressure you put that poor woman under.
General, if you can sing All I Want for Christmas with my two... If
All I Want for Christmas with my two front teeth, what, a side of broccoli? Boy, you're in trouble, friend.
No, no, I'm not in trouble. You are.
No, I think if we took a poll, the audience would say Phil Henry is in deep, deep dark doo-doo.
What a jackass.
General, you gotta calm down, maybe get an ice pack.
I don't need an ice pack, my friend. Not at all. Margaret needs the ice pack. I think you need to ice down Henry, too.
All right, we're going to be back here on The Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Thank you so very deeply there, General, for that. If I hear this song one more time, I'm going to flip my lid, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Margaret Gray. I've just been iced down, and I'd like to dedicate this to all of you. From all of me. Well, not all of me, I'm sorry. From me. From me and all of what I am. And what I am is my family and Frank, and so it is all of me. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, and it goes something like this. Oh, God, I wish it would start.
That was on the air.
Well, then why don't you turn my microphone down? Have yourself Christmas. Oh, God.
Yeah, that kind of blows.
Yeah, that kind of blows.
Start it again, will you? Where are the lyrics to this piece of garbage?
I think they're on the screen.
No, they're not on the screen. Are we on the air still?
Yes, you're on the air.
Where? I don't have any lyrics to this audio swill. I don't have lyrics to this audio decomposing cat. I need the lyrics to the song, please.
We're looking for them now, Margaret.
Because if I don't, would you... Because listening to this song without the lyrics is like having knitting needles driven into my brain. Into my brain. God, get the lyrics.
We're looking for them now, Ms. Gray. We'll have them in a second.
Otherwise, turn this audio version of a stench-ridden... stinking crawl space in a place where God knows how many bodies are buried. Oh, God. God, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. That's better.
All right. Apparently what we need, Margaret, is the version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas that has the lyrics, because we can't find them.
That, do you think so? Isn't that, yay! Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Henry thought that up all on his own. Isn't that so? All I want for Christmas, just find it, please.
All right, Margaret, God.
What, don't you think that I would need the lyrics to this audio nightmare that is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Ms. Gray, you said you love that song.
Yes, I love the song when I have the lyrics to the dirty, filthy pig. But I don't.
All right, we're trying to find it and we will find it as quickly as we possibly can, Ms. Gray. And I'm just hoping that you will bear with us. Ah, here it is.
Yes, this is it, from Pro Sound Karaoke. Yeah, all right. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, little tiny one. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. 2-3-2, 2-3-2. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide
gay.
From now on, troubles will be miles away. Whee! Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of your what? Faithful friends who are dear to us.
once more. Through the years, we'll all be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest. We'll bow, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Everyone, have yourself a merry buds. Everyone sing.
Merry Christmas.
Let your heart, Robert.
Be light.
That's right. Frank, wherever you are, from now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself, let's see, I forgot the words. Oh, there they are on the screen. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Is that you, Frank?
Yes, I'm right here.
Take it.
From now on, our troubles will be many miles away. Miles and miles away. And David's nephew is finally here. This is Buddy Nefstead. The phone, you little freak. Happy?
I'll take it. Of yours. Faithful friends who are near to us.
Ever near to us, last.
Give me the phone, you filthy little.
Through the years, we'll all of us be together. If the fates allow, or I lose a coin flip, I'm kidding. Hang a shining star upon the highest.
Wow.
Very good, Frank.
Thank you.
And
have
yourself
a
merry
little
Christmas.
Now.
That's a duet, Frank and I.
Very good, Margaret. Very lovely. Always knew you could do it. And Frank, thank you. Very good.
Yeah, well, the Nefstead kid, she's here. Do you want to talk to her? You're an it. That's what you are to me, kid, an it. David Hall left the kid here, Phil.
All right, I don't know what to do what to do about that. Was he at your house?
Was David over there?
Yeah, he was, and I mean, David, Daphne, you said he was here, but David, she wasn't here.
Daphne, she dropped the kid off?
Yeah, he dropped the kid off, and he said that David would be here in a few minutes, so I'm waiting for her.
And so Buddy's there.
Yeah, she's here. Are you listening to me, Margaret?
Yes, I'm listening, Frank. I don't know what's going on over there.
Daphne came over. He dropped the brat off. So the brat's here. She's here. Now, David, she will be here in a second to pick her up.
Pick up who?
The kid, Buddy Nefstead, the singer.
Buddy.
Oh, the nephew.
Yes, the nephew. So I'm waiting for her to pick up her nephew, and she'll pick her up, and then they'll go and meet Daphne, and I think he's down at another donut shop. I don't know.
All right, dear. Thank you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What? You know, I don't know everybody was on such a intimate terms.
What do you mean? No, not intimate terms, Phil.
I don't mean it that way, but I didn't know that David was dropping off, or who was it?
No, it's Daphne. Daphne dropped off the Buddy, and Buddy is there with Frank. And Frank's waiting for David, and David's going to pick Buddy up.
Right. I don't know what the hell Daphne... What? So Daphne and David split up?
Yeah, Daphne's off. She went off to get a box of Crullers. And so David stayed at the mall. I think he's looking around. I don't know what he's doing. He's getting a cup of coffee or something.
So he left Daphne at the donut shop.
Yes. All right. Are we all caught up on that? So,
That was very lovely, Margaret. We appreciate the song.
Well, that is the traditional song. That to me is the Christmas song. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. And I think it's way better than white. I think white Christmas is corrupted. I don't mean this to be cruel to Bing Crosby. I think Bing Crosby, in many ways, is the state of the art Christmas singer. He and Nat King Cole's Christmas song is beautiful.
Well, that's the state-of-the-art song, isn't it? You know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the state-of-the-art song is probably rocking around a Christmas tree or something like that.
No, I think Santa Claus is going to be in town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's the song. Santa Claus is on his way to town.
No, Santa Claus is on his way to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. What are you two idiots talking about?
They're idiots, Phil, so who knows what they're talking about. No, the quintessential Christmas song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Well, what about Santa Claus that came to town?
If you say the title of that song one more time, Bud, I'll take these two fingers and drive them through your skull by way of your eyes. Do you understand me? Are you clear?
Santa Claus came to town.
Hey, Margaret.
I'm going to get it.
Well, at least they are out of the studio. It's Santa Claus is coming to town, Robert.
All right, that's what I said, but Bud said something else.
Well, who cares what Bud said? Bud's got his head so far up as you know what, he'd have to open his mouth
brush his teeth.
There, you, right there. That what he said, right there. That's it.
All right. So that was that. All right, I think that we're all done with the Christmas music for at least this year. We're going to take a break, a very quick one. We're not all done with the Christmas music. I'm sure there will be many, many more beautiful songs to be sung, at least on our program. And, well, here's one here, you know.
Is this the one that's beginning to look a lot like the, yeah, this is the one.
What about it?
Well, this is the one this is the one that got everybody... We all got fired from the... we were working at a weather station.
This song got all of you guys fired from a weather station?
Oh, yeah. Santa beginning to look, and it went, they had a radio frequency open, and apparently NATO was monitoring the weather from where we were in Newfoundland, working at a Royal Canadian Air Force base. And someone's singing, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and they thought we were fooling around, and we all got canned.
What time of year was it, just out of curiosity?
Well, it was summertime.
Well, why were you guys singing this?
I don't. There was a on the radio, I think.
All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry. God almighty. We'll be back on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I hate it, too.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you're watching Phil TV in HD, you're seeing the crackling fireplace behind me. What do you think of that, Bud?
How'd you do that?
I got just a crackling fireplace off of YouTube. Look at this. Crackling fireplace off of YouTube. I'm wearing a green sweatshirt tonight. It's green and blue. It's sort of an aquamarine and blue. But the green is the wrong thing to wear because I'm still sort of dumb when it comes to green screens.
Well, that's the most jacked up thing. You can see right... Look at that. Your armpit's invisible.
Look at that.
That's weird looking, Phil.
It is. And when I come here with my come downstairs with my Marc Maron coffee mug, you can see right through there because there's a stripe on there. And really, speaking of Mark, excited to be on an episode of Maron, which will be filming in the second week of January. And I've seen the script. I could tell you, you know, who else is in it, but I won't do that. And we're going to shoot that in, I think, the second week of January. Thanks to everybody over at Maron for inviting me to be on the show. I'm very, very grateful, and it ought to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to the first of many Christmas parties tomorrow night. It's a talent agency Christmas party.
Oh, my God. Is it down on Wilshire?
Well, it's in West L.A., so I anticipate that it's going to be loud, that there's going to be lots of dancing, that it's going to be... it's going to be in a very classy place. There is 1 hour of a host bar, and then after that, you're buying your own. Although I got to tell you, I think having it, anytime anybody says there's a host bar, meaning that they're buying the booze for at least any period, I consider that to be a win, you know.
Well, it is a it's very rare that you'll find anyone at a party picking up the tab, you know.
Well, I don't know. There are many places you go where the drinks are complimentary, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, an industry party. I'm not talking about somebody's home. I'm talking about a party at a place, like a bar or a restaurant. The drinks are free the whole night? I doubt that.
I guess you don't travel in the same circles that Frank and I do. But,
Yeah, you and Frank are traveling with Buddy Neufstead.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Hey! Ha-ha, you missed me. Ha-ha, that didn't miss.
That's right.
All right, now, just take it easy, will you?
I don't like being baited by it. I don't mind a couple of laughs, Bud. He's all right to have around for laughs, but this is business.
Okay, Johnny, Mark, that's Margaret's Johnny Friendly impression.
Phil, you're going to have to tell me this is a cultural reference that nobody gets.
Ask me if I care, man. Do you think I care? Do you really think I care?
Yes, I do.
You're right. It's from On the Waterfront, you guys. Johnny Friendly says I told you. I already told you.
Yeah, talk about your brother was great to have around for laughs, but this is business.
Right.
Well, that's what I said about you, Bud, so how does that make you feel?
I don't care.
I basically called you an idiot.
I don't care.
Margaret, you're not going to win, okay?
I'm belching now, and I don't even want to belch. I'm trying to hold the belch.
So, okay, you're crying?
Yes.
Well, Phil, she's crying because she's been holding the belches back all night.
Isn't that great? Here. Isn't that wonderful?
You're such a pig.
Phil, you have to understand that's a big win for you when Margaret doesn't belch on the air.
Yes, that's great. At the end of the show, what I'd like to do is give credits, and I will say Margaret Gray, and tonight she didn't belch on the air. Let's hear it for her. Yay! You know, so that'll be like, you know, if somebody hit a home run, come on out and tip your cap.
Your sarcasm doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Okay, well, it's fine. So that's a fire that I have burning behind me, Bud, but it's actually videotape. It's from YouTube, okay?
So do people do that?
Do people do what?
Do they go to YouTube and get a fireplace?
No, man, I gotta go to YouTube and get a fireplace.
Well, then why do they have it?
They have it so that some people dig having a crackling fire on the computer screen, maybe while they're working, because there's music that goes along with this.
Okay. So it's like festive Christmas music.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? What if you don't want to hear the festive Christmas music, but you want to see the fire?
That's kind of weird, don't you think?
Why is that weird?
Because if it's Christmas time, I can understand having the fire crackling. If you're in an office where there is no fireplace, and you just, for the ambient effect, for whatever reason, you'd like to have the fire there on your screen. Maybe you're doing other work. Maybe you're working on another computer. There are people who have more than, you know, we have more than one computer here in the studio. So maybe that's what they want to do. And meanwhile, they're listening to music from another source. I don't know I'm only guessing.
Well, would you come into the office and put a fire on the computer screen, yes or no?
No, I would not.
So you're calling people that do that strange, if not borderline, what would you call them? Idiot savant?
I'm not calling them anything like that. It's what they want to do. I wouldn't do it. I understand it, though. No, I don't think it's strange at all.
You don't think that's strange? Man, I think that's weird.
No, I think it's a little oddball, too. I wouldn't want to walk into an office and have to one of my, either a superior or a subordinate, and maybe I've got paperwork. You could be planning war games or some communique that you're sending to another battalion, and you have a guy sitting there with this fake fireplace going on his computer screen. I would definitely have to back out of that office. Definitely would back out of that office, improvise, and adapt.
What do you mean improvise and adapt? You
got to improvise and adapt a situation.
That's exactly right, Bud. I'd have to improvise and adapt to the situation of one of my underlings sitting there with a fake fire and a screwy look on his face with his tongue out and going, yee hee hee, you know, on the keyboards.
Would you listen to that cigarette cough?
And I don't smoke anymore, either.
You could have fooled me.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
What do you mean you're going into the office, the guys go yee, 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 like that?
You have to believe that if a guy's got a fake fire on his computer screen, he's sitting there with his eyes bugged out and a half grin going yee, yee, yee.
I don't get it. But that's just me, you know.
Well, we're beginning to understand what it means when you say that's just me. What that means, Phil, is essentially this. I'm so weird. You won't like me very much when I get weird.
okay, so that's like a version of the Hulk.
That's exactly what it is, yes. That's like the Hulk, only not angry, weird.
So if we're taking the metaphor further...
Phil, why don't you just let it go, all right?
Yeah, Phil, let it go. No, I don't want to let it go. If the Hulk was created by when the doctor got really pissed off and it became the Hulk, what happens if the guy gets really weird?
I don't know. He becomes that guy in front of the computer screen.
Yeah, it probably goes all ye. You know?
What?
I'm just backing you up.
No, if you're talking about the Hulk and the man gets angry and the big green man, right?
Yes, the big green Hulk is what he is.
All right, the big green Hulk. If he gets weird, then he'd turn into a big, weird man. I don't know.
Yeah, a big, weird man, like, I don't know. Who's big and weird?
You got me. Anybody that plays defensive end in the NFL, there's a few big and weird guys in there. You know, something like that. I don't know. Michael Strahan. All right, so we have to go, folks, because it's long overdue. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Have a great, great time off between the holidays, Christmas and New Year's. We will see you throughout the week on Phil TV and HD. Watch our homepage for our video events and various announcements and things. We love you. Merry, merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Always true blue to you. Love. Much love. Phil Henry Show. Thank you.
Yeah, Blue Cat.